We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Chaf Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh meirochoi kashem niroli, v'ahavasoilom ahavtich, alkein mishachtich chesed. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah Novi, chapter 31. Ki kol hanevua shenibo Yirmiyah Shom ne'emar al soif hagolus so'achroin hazeh. Because the entire prophecy that Yirmiyah HaNavi is saying over there, he was speaking about the end of this final exile that we are going through today, which is called Golos Edom or Golos Roimi. Shemenachim Shomes Yisrael Benechomois Gedoilois Venefloes, whereby Yirmiyah HaNavi consoles the Jewish people there with incredible consolations. She'afal pi sheyordu kemoi sheyordu, Afal Pikein lo yazveim Hashem kemavurshem, that despite the fact that Klal Yisrael is going to go down, very, very far down spiritually, still Hashem will not leave us. Interesting, we have it in today's Parsha. We're reading Achrei Mois Kedoshim, where it says there, where Hashem says, Hashoichen itom besoich tumosom, that Hashem resides with us in the Tumah. When we're in Tumah, Hashem is right there with us. The Shekhinah is with us. V'ikra nechamon, the main consolation is, she'afal pi she'bachris hayom ho'ela yi Hashem yisporach nistar v'ne'alam v'nisrachek mo'od mo'od, that despite the fact that when we get towards the end of days, you know, which is the end of the Golos, Hashem is going to be very hidden and very distant from us, afal pi kein, Al yedei goydel ho ahavo v'hahishtoikikus v'horotzen atoiv shel Yisrael yizku l'shaber kol hamenios haboim al yedei oitzem ha'astorois. Despite that, through the great love and yearning and desire, the good desire that the Jewish people will have for Hashem, we will be zeichet to break all the obstacles that come as a result of Hashem being so hidden. And we will draw upon ourselves the holy energy, Shehu Hizgalus Yediya Selukusoi, which is the revelation of the awareness of Hashem, Mi Merchak, from far away, meaning Hainu Mimokoim Gavoya, from a very high place, Shehu Rochoik Ma'oid Meiton, which is very, very far from us, because we're going to be in a Yerida at that time, we're going to be very low, but we're going to be drawing spiritual energy from an incredibly high source. V'zehu, this is what it says there, Meirochoik Hashem Niroli, that Hashem will be seen but to me, will be seen by me from far away. Meirochoik daiko v'kanal, as we just explained. V'ahavas oilo mahavtich. And I love you, a permanent love, an eternal love. Hainu ahavo v'hishtoikikus v'rotzoin. The pasuk is expressing the incredible love and yearning and desire that the Jewish people are going to have for Hashem. Al yidei ze daiko nizke l'kabel ho'emes. And it's through that that we're going to be zeicha to receive the truth, the real truth, the ultimate truth, shehu bechinas hisgalus elokus yisporach, which is the revelation of Hashem, of the presence of Hashem. Ki ze bechinas pishnayim anam. This is the concept of that double portion that we're dealing with. She'afal pi sheyoyreid hodom kemoi sheyoyreid chasishon, whereby we learn that even though a person goes down spiritually, no matter how far down they go, im hu chozok biritzoinoi v'shtekekusoi lo emes lamitoi, if the person is strong and loyal and committed in their desire and in their yearning for the truth, for the real truth, yochoi lalois alidei hayirida daiko lemokim govoya moid, then the yirida, the fall, the going down, can serve as a springboard to elevate the person, to shoot the person up to a very high place. Sheze bechinas yerido tachlis o'aliyah, that Rabbi Nezal speaks about in Torah Yud Beis and Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoido, and in other places, that a yerido is supposed to lead to a tremendous aliyah. Ki chazde Hashem lo yisomnu, because the kindness of Hashem never finishes. V'ho'ikar, the most important thing is, al-yidei ha-rotzoin v'ha-hishtoikikus, that desire, that yearning, that never to let up on that. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to do the right thing. I want to get to the truth. Sha'idei zeh, ha-tzadik ho'emes oyle lemokim gavoya v'rochik yoyser, u'mamshich chiyus chadosho v'ruach chodosh mishom. Through that, when Klal Yisrael is zeicha to have this rotzoin and the hishtoikikus, the true tzaddik is zeicha to go up to the highest places, to the furthest places that are furthest away from us because they're so high up in holiness, and he's able to draw new life, a new ruach from there. Shubchinas pishnayim, which is this concept of the pishnayim, hanimshach mimokoim elyoin v'rochik moed, which comes from an incredibly high, distant place. Paragraph Chof Gimel. V'ze b'chinas goydel horash v'kategoryo shenesoyre b'chol pam al ha-mekoyrovim la-tzadik emes. With this, we'll be able to understand all the tumult and the confusion and the fights and the battles, the wars that come up all the time against those who come close to the true tzaddik. U'bifrat ato. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, especially now, at the time that he was writing this, ki machmas, what Rav Nosson Zal went through, ki me'achar shemaisa hador eino moilam yofa, because of the fact that the people of the generation are not that great, they're not doing so great spiritually. V'yafal pikein nimtzoim anshei emes shechafetzim u'meshtoikim elo emes lamitoi, and despite the fact that the generation is not doing so great, there are some honest people, sincere people, that want the truth and they're yearning for the real truth. V'ashem yisporach chofetz chesed, and Hashem loves to do kindness. V'roitze lekarvam, and He wants to bring those people close. Afal pi shehem kamoy shehem, even though they're not in such good shape spiritually, even though they've done many bad things. Avali efshir lekarvam kiim meirochoik moed. However, it's impossible for Hashem to bring these people close unless Hashem draws on a light that's far, far up, way, way high up, very distant from the people. Bebechinas mimerchak tovi lachmo, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, she brings her bread from far away. Bebechinas meirochoi kashem nirali, and as the pasuk we just quoted in Yirmiyah, bechinas banto lerei meirochoi. All of these psukim imply a concept of Hashem reaching out to the Jewish people from far away. And to get to these incredibly high spiritual places, it's impossible to get there without super desire and yearning. Therefore, those people who want to come close to the tzaddik, Hashem sends them the most difficult, incredible obstacles that mamish, almost, they're putting their lives at risk almost, sheboim al yidei toikef rash hamachloikes hagadoy lamoid, which come about as a result of the incredible explosions, you know, the wars that are being waged against the tzaddik, to the point where there are many people who rise up against each individual who tries to come close to the tzaddik. All kinds of people, relatives and friends and opponents, all rise up to try to block him and stop him. To the point where it becomes difficult to break through these obstacles. The only way to do it is the person has to strengthen themselves with desire and new yearning all the time, constantly starting over and not quitting, not giving up, and not backing down. And through this strong desire, these people are zoicha somehow to get through everything and to overcome all the obstacles. ad sheyiska lidei ze daiko lahamshich ruach chodesh digdusha mimokoim rochoik vegavoya moed moed shebchinas pishnayim anal. To the point where, as a result of these obstacles and the fact that it forces the person to summon this super rutzain to smash through all the manias, this propels the person upward and helps the person to be able to draw upon themselves a new ruach coming from a very high place, which is this concept of this pishnayim, shaydeze yiske gam hu leskarv lashem yisporach bemes, through which even this person is zoiche to come close to Hashem for real. Ki hamenias v'hamachloikos mishtatchim kol kach at she'i efshel shabram kim alidei rotzayin chozok b'mesiris nefesh mamish, because the obstacles and the opposition become so strong, so powerful, to the point where it's impossible to overcome it unless the person summons up all the powers of desire that they have and yearning. The person summons up all their energy, mamish, and prepared for mesiras nefesh. I don't care what happens. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they do to me. I'm going for it. Ki bevadai tzrichin mesiras nefesh kedei sheyistalek mimenu hachius mikvar veyizke lohoitzi mikoyach al hapoyel al yidei horotzoin chius chodosh veruach chadoshe shubchines pishnayim kanal. Listen to what Rav Nosson Zal says now. Rav Nosson says the person needs Mesiras Nefesh to be able to shed his previous energy, his previous life, spiritual life, and be zoiche to be moitzi mikoyach al hapoel, new energy, new spiritual energy, new life, which is this pishnayim. Ki ze bechinas, this is what the pasuk says, ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. Hashem, over you, we kill ourselves all day. Nechshavnu kitzoin tivcha. We're considered like sheep going to the slaughter. K'may shekosov shom b'chol ha-kapitel memdalet. As it says over there in chapter 44 in Tehillim. Kol hayoim klimosi negdi. All day, my shame is right in front of me. Mikoil mechorev u'megadei, from the people who are insulting me. Mipnei oyev u'misnakim, from enemies, people who are trying to take revenge against me. Im shochachnu shem elokeinu, but if we were to forget the name of Hashem, halo yelekim yachkor zois, let Hashem investigate us. Let Hashem analyze to see that despite all of this stuff going on, did we forget Hashem? Ki hu yodea talumoy slave, because Hashem knows exactly what's in the deepest recesses of our hearts. Ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim, because over you we kill ourselves all day. We allow ourselves to be killed all day. This is Dovid HaMelech talking about what he went through, the machloikis and the opposition and the insults and everything that he went through. People who were saying he ain't even Jewish, he don't deserve to be a Jew, because he comes from a Moavit, and all the stuff that Dovid HaMelech went through, the redifos from the Pelishtim, from Shaul HaMelech, from Doeg HaDoimi, everybody, from his own kids. And Rav Nosson Zal's writing about what he went through. Obviously, when Rav Nosson Zal was writing this, he was going through his murder and war. You know, the people were out to kill him physically, spiritually, to destroy all of his students, to block him from printing the Sforim. Shekeneged ho'oivim ha'mechorfim u'megadfim kol kach, because against these enemies who are cursing and insulting to such levels, ve'eino mistapkim ozeh, and that's not enough for them, they're not satisfied with that, ve'gam oimdem aleinu b'chol eis lehisnakim chas v'sholem b'chinom aloi dovor, they rise up against us at all times to take revenge against us for nothing. We didn't do anything to them. Ve'onu ein lonu al mi lishoim kim al avinu shebashamayim. And we have no one to rely on. We have no one to turn to other than our Father in heaven. Ki hu yodea talumoy slave, because Hashem knows exactly what's in the inner parts of our hearts. Shonu chafeitzim rak boho emes lahamitoy, that all we want is the real truth. Veho emes hu echod, and the truth is one. There aren't 100 different truths. The truth is one. Ve'ef shalashano yisayli oilam, and you can't change it ever. Ve'rotzayin hechozok amiti shelanu hu adanefesh, and our desire, our sincere, true desire to want for the emes and to come close to the emes is ad hanefesh. It's up to our lives. We're prepared to go to even to put our lives on the line for it. Bechinas ki olecho hiragnu kol ayoyim. As that pasuk says, Hashem, for you will kill ourselves all day. Hainu rotzoin b'mesiris nefesh mamish kanal. This means I want it, and I don't care. I don't care what's at risk. I'll put everything at risk for it. If it means losing my job, chas v'shalom, if it would mean losing my family, anything, whatever it means. V'zehu kishocho le'ofar nafshenu. This is what the pasuk means when it says that our souls are bent down, have been pushed down to the ground, to the dirt. Hainu b'chinas v'nafshi ke'ofar la'koil tia. This is like we see at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of the Amidah, that my soul will be like dirt for you, Hashem. And through all of this, we say to Hashem, Kumo ezrosalonu. Hashem, get up and help us. Ki bevadai yazreinu Hashem yisborach. Because Hashem will definitely help us. Ve'yivdeinu mehem, and Hashem will rescue us from them. Leman chazdoi, because of His great kindness, hanimshach al yidei shtoikikus v'rotzen amiti shelakshem v'achetz memes. Through Hashem's incredible kindness, which we're zoicha to draw upon ourselves, through this yearning, through this desire, this unyielding, intense desire for Hashem. Ki chesed hu bechinas ahavo vehishtoikikus. Because chesed, kindness, is synonymous with love and yearning. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ahavas chesed. So, as a result of a person's deep love for Hashem, which they express through this rotzon, this yearning and desire for Hashem, that turns on the faucets of Hashem's chesed.